This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Ethical considerations in the meat trade: pros, cons, and what to know. Exploring the ethical sides of the meat trade, animal welfare, environmental impact, and alternatives like clean meat and plant-based diets. Ethical considerations in the meat trade. What's really on our plates? Hey, have you ever found yourself second-guessing what's actually involved in the meat trade? Like beyond the obvious, meat comes from animals idea? It's a huge topic that intersects with ethics, environment, culture, and even technology. I wanted to talk about it because it's one of those things most people don't give much thought to until the conversation really hits them, whether that's at dinner, on social media, or in a documentary. So first off, what do we mean by ethical considerations in the meat trade? Essentially, it's about weighing the pros and cons of eating meat beyond taste and tradition. It's about asking, is this fair to the animals? What impacts does it have on our planet? How does it fit with my values? It's a conversation that's becoming louder, especially with all the buzz around plant-based diets and clean meat innovations these days. One philosophy that often comes into play here is sentiocentrism. It's a fancy term that basically means giving moral consideration to beings that can experience feelings, especially pain or pleasure. This shifts the ethical spotlight from humans alone to animals as sentient beings too. So when we talk about the meat trade, sentiocentrism asks us to seriously consider the welfare and rights of the animals being used for food. Now, not everybody opts out of eating meat because of this, and there are some solid arguments both for and against it. Let's break a few down. Arguments for eating meat. Some say meat is a rich source of nutrients like B12 and iron that are harder to get from plants alone. It's also deeply ingrained in many cultures and traditions. Plus, if done sustainably, animal farming can be integrated into ecological practices. Arguments against eating meat. The standard industrial meat trade is often criticized for animal cruelty, environmental degradation, and health concerns. Factory farming, in particular, raises alarms with crowded, inhumane conditions. Plus, raising animals for meat requires more resources, water, feed, and land, compared to plant-based foods. This ethical tension has led to growing interest in alternatives like clean meat, which is lab-grown meat that aims to reduce animal suffering and environmental impact. This innovation could reshape how we think about the entire meat trade, but it also brings its own questions about naturalness, safety, and affordability. Plant-based diets are another piece of this puzzle. While they make a strong environmental and ethical case, they're not always a straightforward substitute for everyone. Some argue the nutrition profile, cultural habits, or economic factors around meat consumption can't just be flipped off overnight. So if you're trying to figure out where you stand, it's helpful to explore the facts, consider scientific research, and really reflect on what your values say about ethical eating. It's not about perfection, but about informed choices that align with your beliefs. For anyone curious and wanting to dig more into the nuanced arguments around this tough subject, I highly recommend checking out Eat Meat or Don't. It's a thoughtful resource that explores the moral landscape of eating meat, offering both the pros and cons in a balanced way. Whether you're a lifelong meat eater reconsidering your habits, or just someone interested in the bigger ethical picture, it's worth taking some time to learn more. After all, what we decide to consume daily ties us deeply to issues of animal welfare, environmental sustainability, and personal health. So, at the end of the day, it's not just about taste buds, but also about understanding the ripple effects of the meat trade and how it fits into a more ethical and conscientious lifestyle. Think of it as an evolving conversation, one where being curious and open-minded can lead to choices you feel good about. If you want a well-rounded look at this, exploring everything from sentiocentrism to plant-based diets and clean meat, you should learn more about the ethical discussion on eating meat here. You'll find helpful insights to shape your own view, whatever that might be.